Go ahead, move. Let's see you move.
Oh, well, I'll move when I get good and ready, thanks, Sonny.
That's what you always say when you get trapped.
Oh, it's some fine old spider just sitting there waiting for me to fall in there. Just sitting there peering out of them little black eyes of yours. It's like
go
a
ahead,
old spider.
Shut your trap and move. Let's see you move. You can't move, you know dad darn well.
Well, now, wait a minute.
You can't jump that fella. You moved there once before.
Oh, I can't jump there because if I do that, I'll lose one, two, three. Hey, how did they get in that shape? Can't shine it. Oh, no. Well, wait a minute. Quit you laughing. I can't hear myself thinking here. There, oh, I'll take this one. There. Oh, shut
up.
Well, I don't want to play any more checkers, can't shine it.
I knew Dad darn well you'd
time, Chet, there's plenty of work to do here. Sitting around playing checkers all day. I never see a fella to spend time like you do. Always playing checkers.
Yeah, sure. But you know that relaxes the mind.
What mind?
That relaxes one's mind.
Mm-hmm.
Furthermore, I want to quit playing anyhow. Mm-hmm. I got to figure out about that fight tomorrow night with that fella Nelson.
Oh, well, now, just forget it. You can't fight that fella Nelson tomorrow night, Ed. Why, he'll just kill you. That's what he'll do. He'll kill you.
Shucks. Bigger didn't say I had to fight him.
Yes, he did. He did. He said that.
He said he'd give $2,500 to anybody that'd stay in the ring with him. And I guess I can stand to stay in the ring with him for a spell.
Yes, Biggie said you had to stay there for four rounds. Four rounds, mind.
Well, shucks. You'd be surprised, Eb, how fast I can get around when I got a mind to. Four times around that ring will be nothing.
Yes.
But see, $2,500 divided by four is...
Okay, now, listen, you...
Dang it, Zeb, that's about $600 a trip. That's good money.
Yes, but you don't get the idea. You don't think Nelson's just going to stand there and let you run around him, do you? He'll make you look sick. Sick. He'll be dogging you every step of the way.
Do what?
Dogging you. Why this fella
sure.
Nelson...
I can fix that.
How can you fix it?
I'll throw him a bone.
You throw who a bone?
The dog.
Oh, I didn't say nothing about a dog.
You did.
You
said he'd pick the dog on me.
I didn't. I said
you
that...
did, too.
I said you didn't. I said Nelson would be after every second you're in that ring. You left it to dodge, duck, and...
How's that?
Duck.
First it's a dog, and now it's a duck.
You taint it all. I'm talking about Nelson, so never mind the duck. I say he'll just run you all over the whole darn place.
Who, the duck?
No, Nelson. He'll be at you every second, right on top of you. You
won't... Who, the duck?
No, Nelson. The minute you step into the ring, you'll get it.
Nelson?
No, the duck. That ding it. If you listen and pay attention, you know what I mean. And shun it. I'm telling you, you won't have no more chance than Jackrabbit.
And what?
Jackrabbit.
Oh, shucks. What is this, a prize fight or Noah's Ark? Dogs, ducks, jackrabbit.
You'll find out what it is when he hauls off and hits you one, mister. Now, don't you forget it.
Yeah, but I'd like to get that $2,500, Eb.
Well, now, what could you do with $2,500 if he killed you?
Well, it sort of come in handy in my old age.
Well, you can just get the whole darn crazy scheme out of your mind. Don't want to hear no more about it. You think I'm going to go on running this store without a partner to help me? You're crazy.
Yeah, but shut. I ain't going to...
That'll do right this minute.
I want it to...
I don't want to hear another word of it. You stop figuring about it. You ain't going to fight that fella Nelson tomorrow night, and that's all there is to it.
Ah, shut.
Now go on and get your orders made up before people start
calling
in.
Get off that
in.
Train. You keep hanging on the train.
Hello.
Where is the mayor?
Well, who's the mayor? Well, he's out of town, isn't he, Fisher?
Yes, I know he's out of town, but where? Where did he go?
Well, let's see. I recollect he said he was going to some springs, rather, didn't he?
Yes.
But what springs? What springs?
Oh, dang if I know.
We've got to find him. We've got to get word to him in time to stop that brutal prize fight tomorrow evening.
Oh, shucks, Professor. That fight ain't coming off. They'll never get nobody to fight that fella Nelson.
But they have. They have. Someone has already accepted the challenge.
Ah, consign it.
Well, there you be, Eb. That lets you out anyway.
And we must get word to Mayor Schulzenheimer. He's the only one who can stop it. We must find out where he is.
Yes, well, I'll tell you what we'll do, Professor. When Eb goes out on his deliveries, I'll have him sort of inquire around.
Yes, do that. And telephone either to me or to Mrs. Howe the moment you locate him.
Oh, yes, we...
Hey, Professor. Yes. Did you ever see a prize fight?
Certainly not. but I've read about them. They're very degrading. To begin with, the pugilist must train for a period.
Where's that?
Where is what?
Period.
Why, it isn't anywhere. It's...
Shucks. Must be someplace. If he's taking a train for it.
I mean he must take care of his physical condition. A pugilist must be in the pink for months.
Yes, well, that's nothing. Me and Ebb's been in the red for years.
But I'm speaking of his health. He must have training quarters.
Have what, Fisher?
Quarters. That's where he isolates himself. He must watch his daily diet, his fare, because...
How much is it?
How much is it?
Yes. How much is his fare?
Oh, land of Goshen, Ebb. Why don't you pay attention? The Fisher just told you. It's a quarter.
Oh, but it isn't. It isn't.
It ain't. Well, then, how much is it?
Why, it isn't anything. It isn't anything.
Think you're so dad darn smart, Zeb. It ain't nothing.
Certainly not.
He rides on a pass.
Yes, he rides on... He doesn't ride on a pass. Now, we're speaking of a pugilist who is getting into condition for a fight.
Oh, yes.
And by the time the day of the encounter arrives, he's in perfect condition. A splendid example of manhood. And then he enters the ring. He has 2 seconds.
2 seconds for what?
2 seconds to catch the train.
Oh, yes.
Oh, but the train. The train has no bearing on the matter. Where does the train come in?
Why, at the depot, don't it?
I mean to say, this has nothing whatever to do with trains. Nothing whatever. Now, picture this man before the fight. A marvelous physical specimen. There goes the bell.
He'd better hurry or he'll miss that train.
But the bell is in the ring.
What say?
Ring, ring, ring.
Well, it shakes life, Professor. We know bells ring. You can expect them to blow. You don't have to...
Anyhow, before the train starts, they'll blow the whistle. Yes.
Mr. Peters, we are talking of a prize fight. A prize fight.
Yes, Ebb, you know a prize fight.
Oh, a prize fight.
Yes, a prize fight.
Now, why didn't you say so in the first place?
Just a moment. Now, this young man rushes to the center of the ring. There, he encounters another young man. And while the crowd roars its vulgar approval, these young men gouge and maul each other.
How's that?
Maul, till they're bleeding and sore. They can't stop.
Why can't they, Professor?
Because their maul gets sore.
Oh, no, I said maul. Maul. Punish each other. Mm. Punish each other in bloody combat for the amusement of the crowd.
No, yes, the people like it, you mean. All bloody, yes.
Finally, one of them becomes weak and dizzy.
What say?
And dizzy.
Is he weak?
But right.
Well, how do I know whether he's weak?
But he...
I ain't telling this story.
But he is. He grows weak and dizzy.
Does he?
Well, now you're darn fool dizzy.
I mean, does he get dizzy?
Yes, that's precisely what it is.
No, you mean it does.
I mean the prize fighter is sick and weak. Back to the ropes. He makes his...
You say he was sick,
yes,
Professor?
Yes, and weak back.
How long has he been sick?
About a week back. He ought to take some of this...
I say back against the ropes. He's making his last stand. There are nothing to do but fight to a finish and or throw up the sponge.
What does that do? What, Professor?
Throw up the sponge. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what he ought to do. He'd feel better.
Oh.
Yes, that's probably what made him sick. Oh. I don't think a fellow could do that very well.
Just a moment. You're quite impossible. I'm going. I can't explain this matter any further, and I'm going, and that's all there is to it. Now, please don't ask me any more about price.
Yes,
good
well.
Morning.
Fisher, just a moment. Just a second, Fisher. Now, what about that full dress you was going to send over so Ebb could hear it when they give him the cup tomorrow night? Wear it, you know?
Oh, yes. The dress suit, yes. I shall send it over tomorrow sometime.
Yes, well.
Goodbye,
Professor. Drop in again.
Come on, Professor.
Well, I tell you, Ebb, a prize fight must be a terrible thing.
Yeah, and I reckon I wouldn't want to get in one after all, Zeb.
On account of getting beat up that way?
No, I don't mind that so much, but I'd never be able to swallow a sponge.